Report, FBI concludes Trump's would-be assassin and butler acted alone. By Amy Furr on November 23, 2025. Officials with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, reportedly said Thursday the man who tried to assassinate President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, acted alone. The FBI's conclusion came after an intense and global investigation wherein authorities said they left no stone unturned, Fox News reported Friday. The outlet interviewed FBI Director Kash Patel, FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino, and a senior official who asked to remain anonymous due to the sensitive nature of his work. Patel said his team has been on the case since they took over the agency, and explained, "We not only had to maintain the chain of command to President Trump, but we had to remind the world that President Trump was the victim, one of the four victims, on that day. There are victims' rights rules that apply to him, and they don't get erased because he is the president. We fully briefed the president, as a victim of this case, at the White House, providing him with all of the details of our investigation, and the president was satisfied with the results and where we left it," Patel said. The shooter in the case was identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, who reportedly had an interest in furries and used they/them pronouns. Video footage shows the moment shots rang out at the campaign rally. Moments after President Trump was shot in the ear and left bloody during the event, a bystander was shot and killed, while two others were critically injured. U.S. Secret Service officers eventually fatally shot Crooks. The president later spoke about the attempt on his life and credited God for sparing him. The Breitbart News article noted, Corey Comprator, a husband, father, and Pennsylvania firefighter, was killed as he was trying to shield his wife and daughter after Crooks opened fire. Two other men, James Kapenhiver, 74, and David Dutch, 57, were also injured as a result of the assassination attempt on Trump. Trump, who was not easily kept down, eventually returned to Butler. The Fox article said Patel, Bongino, and the official wanted to be completely transparent with the American people regarding the investigation amid reports suggesting there were several theories regarding the case. "We have reviewed this case over and over, looked into every nugget. We have spoken to the families, the president, there is no cover-up here. There is no motive for it, there is no reason for it," Bongino stated. Now, the case is impending, in active status, and officials will look into credible leads.